This next one is with Shahab dictating. Patient's name is Julie Olsen, OLSEN, Julie, JULIE. Date of birth is 1/20/1958. Ms. Olson, date of service is 9/2/2025. Miss Olson is a very pleasant 67-year-old female with history of chronic atrial fibrillation, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, history of CVA with right-sided hemiplegia, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, COPD, chronic venous insufficiency, who was sent to the hospital because of right lower extremity swelling along with redness, swelling, and serous drainage from the skin. The patient also had some foul smell from her feet. She was admitted to the hospital. She was seen in the emergency room, had CT scan of the lower extremity, which revealed subcutaneous edema in the right thigh, knee, lower leg, ankle, and foot. No loculated fluid collection to suggest abscess, no soft tissue gas. Findings could be due to cellulitis, venous stasis, or fluid overload. No soft tissue gas or abscess were seen. X-rays were unremarkable. Foot X-ray did show subcutaneous emphysema as well as soft tissue and swelling. No evidence of osseous erosion or cortical irregularities. Chest X-ray showed mild interstitial opacities, which could be due to edema or atypical infection. EKG was unremarkable. She was admitted with diabetic foot infection with chronic venous insufficiency. Right lower extremity cellulitis. She was started on doxycycline. Also was continued on, she was started on cefepime, linezolid, and metronidazole. ID was consulted, also podiatry was consulted. Legs were elevated. She was given Lasix. She was continuing on her other medications. Patient completed 7 days of IV antibiotics. ID did not want it to continue any oral antibiotics after completing her antibiotics. Podiatry did not recommend any surgical intervention. Her symptoms were improving. Recommendations were to follow outpatient with the wound clinic. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and moved back to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she said that she's feeling better. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. For details of past medical history, past surgical history, social history, and medications, see previous chart. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, 2+ pitting edema, both lower extremities. Next, impression, number one, right lower extremity cellulitis, improved. Next, lower extremity swelling. Next, history of lymphedema. Next, chronic atrial fibrillation. Next, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, type 2. Next, history of CVA with right-sided hemiplegia. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, COPD. Next, GERD. Next, DJD. Next, chronic venous insufficiency. Treatment plan. Discuss with patient about her symptoms. Will continue current medications as discharged from the hospital. I've recommended that she follow up with the wound care clinic. Continue other medications. Keep her legs elevated. Avoid salty food. Will monitor her weight. Will have wound care nurse see the patient in the interim till she has appointment with the wound care and podiatry as outpatient. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Barbara Wonk, W-O-N-C-H, Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Date of birth is 1/14/1945. Date of service is 9/2/2025. Miss Wong is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She says that she is doing better. She is presently confused. She denies any complaints of pain in her arms or her legs. She said that she's working with physical therapy. She has denied any significant pain, has been eating better, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, history of fall. Next, right hip fracture. Status post-surgery. Next, right distal radius fracture with cast. Next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, dementia, next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. She's working with physical therapy. I've encouraged her to eat better, drink enough fluids, continue to work with therapy. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Dennis Cook. C-O-O-K, Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S. Date of birth is 10/2/1948. Date of service is 9/2/2025. 2025. Mr. Cook is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He says that he is doing better. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any complaints of any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. He feels a little bit tired. He says he is trying to eat better and working with therapy. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities no edema. Impression number one. History of hypotension, next dizziness, next history of coronary artery disease, next history of congestive heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, next history of atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation with Coumadin, next hematuria, next chronic kidney disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of sleep apnea, next history of monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance, next chronic anemia, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. He's working with therapy and feels like he's improving. We'll continue current medications. We'll check blood work, encourage him to eat better, drink enough fluids. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Goin, G-O-U-I-N, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 3/19/1936. Date of service is 9/2/2025. Mr. Goin is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he is doing somewhat better. His swelling has improved, though he still has significant swelling. He states that he has always had swelling and he feels much better now. He's not having any chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath, no orthopnea or PND, denies any palpitations, denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Also, he feels that his sugars have been okay, has been refusing insulin at times. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities. Chronic edema. Plus both lower extremities. Impression, number one, bilateral lower extremity swelling, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next history of coronary artery disease, next history of atrial fibrillation, next history of Merkel cell cancer of the left temple, next benign prostatic hypertrophy, next generalized debility, next hypothyroidism, next morbid obesity, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. We'll continue current medications. We'll check routine labs. Continue on Bumex, recommended compression stockings, keep his legs elevated, cut back on salty food, we'll monitor his progress, we'll check labs, we'll monitor his progress, we'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Henrietta Shepley, S-H-I-P-L-E-Y, Henrietta, H-E-N-R-I-E-T-T-A. Date of birth is 9/7/1946. Date of service is 9/2/2025. Ms. Shepley is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She seems to be doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. She denies any diarrhea. She is pleasantly confused. She said that she'd been eating well. No other complaints. She said that she has been participating with therapy and feels much better. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression: number one, history of fall. Next, left distal radius fracture. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of coronary artery disease. Next, history of cognitive impairment. Next, degenerative joint disease. Pre-implant, discuss with patient about his symptoms. She seems to be stable. Will continue current medications. Will check routine labs. Will monitor her progress. She was encouraged to drink enough fluids, eat better, continue to work with therapy. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.